USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The impeachment trial of President Trump continues on Capitol Hill. House managers and the president's legal team are debating rules. The tit-for-tat continues on the Senate floor.
Mr. Schiff also talked about a trifecta. I'll give you a trifecta. During the proceedings that took place before the Judiciary Committee, the president was denied the right to cross-examine witnesses. The president was denied the right to access evidence. And the president was denied the right to have counsel present at hearings. That's a trifecta. A trifecta that violates the Constitution of the United States.
That's the president's attorney, Jay Sekulow. The governor of Washington State says there's no need to panic after a man in the state was diagnosed with a coronavirus spreading around China. Governor Jay Inslee says the CDC and state health officials believe there's low risk that the disease will spread to other folks in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hillary Clinton comes down hard on Bernie Sanders in a Hollywood Reporter interview, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The former First Lady, former Secretary of State, and 2016 Democratic presidential nominee would not commit in the interview to endorsing Sanders should he win the Democratic nomination. But Hillary Clinton gets much harsher than that when she says no one likes Sanders, adding no one wants to work with him, and that Sanders has gotten nothing done in the U.S. Senate. Clinton adding she feels very sorry for people who have been suckered in by the 2020 presidential hopeful's baloney.
Cold temperatures in the southeast are closing water parks in central Florida. Universal Orlando's Volcano Bay, SeaWorld Orlando's Aquada, and Disney's Blizzard Beach are closed through Wednesday because of chilly temperatures. Disney's other water park, Typhoon Lagoon, is closed for annual maintenance. Wind chills could fall as low as 25 degrees across central Florida on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
For the first time since Mexico began its full-scale crackdown against migrants, a caravan is clashing with Mexican security forces at the country's southern border. Later in the day, Guatemalan migrants were seen throwing objects at Mexican National Guard troops as they kept them out of Mexico. Acting CBP Director Mark Morgan tells Fox News Mexico is doing a great job in protecting their southern border, which then in return helps the United States to protect our southern border with Mexico.
You know, Pete, I would say even just as soon as 7-8 months ago, and make no mistake, the reason why we're seeing a difference now is because this president's strategies, which included negotiations with the government of Mexico as well as the Northern Triangle countries, and those countries have stepped up in unprecedented ways, Pete, to really join together with the United States and address this as the regional crisis it is. Those pictures you're showing right now absolutely shows that, and I'm confident Mexico will continue to do what they have to stop and deny and impede this caravan.
Amtrak is backtracking on charging wheelchair users $25,000 for a train ride that normally costs $16 a ticket. A group of wheelchair users wanted to travel from Chicago to Bloomington, Illinois. The company said a change in policy forced them to pay for reconfiguring a car to accommodate all of them, since most of the cars only had a couple spots for wheelchairs. Amtrak now says they're willing to accommodate the group. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.